Albanian human traffickers using open borders Ireland to ship illegals into Britain, claim. By Peter Cattell on August 30, 2022. Open borders Ireland is being used by Albanian human traffickers as a backdoor to ship illegal migrants into the United Kingdom. Albanian human traffickers are abusing the lax border security of open borders Ireland to move illegal migrants into Britain, a report published on Monday has claimed. Officials within the UK government had already cited Ireland's lax immigration system as a security threat to Britain, with the country's handling of the migrants and refugees attracting criticism from Britain and beyond. However, according to a report by The Telegraph, Albanian criminals are also abusing the centuries-old open border common travel area Ireland has with Britain to smuggle illegals into the UK, with human traffickers getting migrants to fly to Dublin Airport, before arranging a private taxi to sneak them into Britain on ferries. The whole process reportedly costs around £2,500, $2,900, or reportedly around half of what a boat migrant would pay to cross into England via the English Channel. Though would-be illegals reportedly also have to source their own fake EU ID in order to avail of the Dublin route. You need to get a European fake ID so you can get easily to Dublin, one Albanian smuggler reportedly told an undercover journalist, assuring them that the route was 100% secure. The smuggler also told the reporter that if they are stopped in Dublin by border control, they should kick up a fuss about wanting to claim asylum, and they will be free to go within half a day. If you will be stopped at Dublin, make a big noise, make it tragic, the smuggler said. Claim asylum and for 12 hours, they will let you go free. Meanwhile, the taxis reportedly used to move migrants over the border into the UK are reportedly driven by Irish people, who reportedly are in cahoots with port workers to ensure their human cargo can enter Britain without issue. They are from Ireland. They know the people who work on the ferries. They get paid as well by him, the trafficker said. I have many years working with these Irish people. No one will bother you. No problem at all. We have this sorted, he continued. Just get to Dublin. The Telegraph's report that criminal organizations from Albania are abusing Open Borders Ireland's relationship with the United Kingdom to smuggle migrants into Britain is far from the first time Ireland's lax border policy has come under fire internationally. UK officials have previously expressed concern about Ireland's response to the Ukrainian migrant crisis, with the island nation's commitment to taking in limitless numbers of would-be refugees without question being slammed as causing security risks for Britain. Ireland has basically opened the door to everyone in Ukraine, which creates a problem due to the common travel area, an unnamed government bigwig previously said, who also previously hinted at the idea Albanians were abusing the country's open borders attitude to sneak people and drugs into Britain. The country has also been slammed at an EU level for failing to properly maintain its own borders, with Swedish Democrats MEP Charlie Wymers publicly dressing down the Irish Prime Minister, Tosic, during a sitting of the European Parliament, with the elected representative taking particular aim at the country's near-blanket amnesty for illegals already in the country. Taoiseach Martin, do you think that mass amnesties for illegal migrants by EU member states is going to alleviate or worsen migration pressures in Europe? He asked, later telling Breitbart Europe that the Irish government's move would likely have a spillover effect on the rest of the EU. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.